Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Well, I'm eager to get in to the message that I began on yesterday's broadcast, Understanding Spiritual Warfare. But before I do, I just feel led to pray for those of you who have needs in your life right now. We look to our Lord who has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. It is His will for you not to be in lack spiritually, materially. He desires the best for you. We have to understand the goodness of our Father's heart. And so, Father, right now, we come with that confidence, with that assurance of the great love that you have for us. You demonstrated that when you sent Jesus into this world to suffer and die for us, that we could be reunited with you as your spiritual family, as your children. And so, Father, I thank you right now that whatever needs are represented in the lives of those who are listening, regardless of whether they're spiritual or material or natural, circumstantial, Lord, you know every heart. Lord, you said in the Psalms that there's not a word in our tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. You have beset us behind and before. You've laid your hand upon us. You know everything about us. You know us more and better than we know ourselves. So, Father, with that confidence, Lord, I commit your beloved into your safekeeping, that you will undertake and move in their lives regardless of what that situation or need is, and that you will show yourself strong in their behalf. Father, I give you praise and honor and glory for it in Jesus' wonderful name. And beloved, at the conclusion of the broadcast, sometimes it's very brief, but I always do give an invitation to those who are listening to write and share prayer needs. You don't have to go into great detail. Maybe you've never done it before, but beloved, I have found there's times I've struggled in my own life, and when I reached out to a friend and I said, you know, I'm just going through this, when we prayed, God gave a deliverance that I hadn't experienced as when I prayed myself. Why? Because that's one of God's spiritual principles. There's power in agreement. Two will put 10,000 to flight. So beloved, I do give you that invitation, and again, I always make brief mention at the end of the broadcast. So don't make light of it. If you're struggling with something and you're sensing the prompting of the Holy Spirit, then do your part to reach out and allow God to honor His word and move in your life. Praise God. Well, as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, I was sharing that we have to understand we are dealing with a formidable adversary. And literally, this wasn't that long ago, I was in a service, and the pastor, a precious man of God, was basically, and attempting to be in faith and standing on the word of God, he was like challenging the devil. He literally said, come on, devil, give me your best. And beloved, my response was, how foolish that is. And you might say, well, Sister Glass, that's awful to say that. Well, no, beloved, I believe according to the Word of God, anyone who makes that kind of presumptuous stand or declaration is just asking for trouble. Because hear what the Word of God says. I shared, as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, from the book of Jude, and it's the 9th verse, where the word says, Michael the archangel. Beloved, we're talking about angelic beings who knew Satan when he was the covering cherub, when he orchestrated worship before the very throne of God. And it says that he, when contending with the devil about the body of disputing about the body of Moses, he dared not bring against Satan a railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke thee." Beloved, we have to understand that God is very organized. His kingdom is not ruled by chance or whim. There's authority. God is our ultimate authority, and he delegates to angels, spiritual beings. There's cherubim and seraphim. They all have their particular role that they're assigned, and just in the body of Christ, those who are in spiritual leadership, there's fivefold ministry. Man doesn't call, but God ordains. And so we have to recognize how very serious it is when someone is stubborn and rebellious. There are those Christians who say they love the Lord, and yet they are not willing to submit to godly authority, whether it be parental, whether it be in the work situation, whether it be spiritually in terms of being in a local church. Beloved, we have to understand, yes, humans fail. There's no one that's perfect. But beloved, we have to understand God is a God of authority. And we have to, in order to walk victoriously, we understand that. We need to understand that. The angels do. Listen to what the Word of God says in the second epistle of Peter, chapter 2. And here, Peter is talking about the ungodly. That, let me read verse 9, "The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly," now he's being specific about the ungodly, "them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness, and despise government or authority. Presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. They belittle," basically, those who have a position of responsibility or authority. And listen to verse 11, "whereas angels," which are greater in power and might, "bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord." So we see from these two references I've shared with you in 2 Peter and in Jude that angels who are very familiar, who have a relationship that goes beyond the instituting of time when God created man, they understand God's priorities, and they do not have the privilege of railing accusations against the evil one. And so, beloved, if they don't, it's very foolish us to attempt to challenge Satan. Beloved, let's never do that. You'll have enough problems with Satan uninvited. Don't invite him. But nonetheless, I've shared this so that we don't make light of our enemy, but also as we learn the principles of the Word of God and spiritual warfare, we will not only recognize his subtle strategies and tricks, but we will also, most importantly, recognize that we have power over all the power of Satan through the Lord Jesus Christ, not just partially, not just some of the time, but always. Jesus, beloved, did a perfect work. He left nothing undone. He left nothing unfinished. He said, before he said, into thy hands I commit my spirit on the cross, he said, it is finished. God's great plan of redemption was accomplished because of what Jesus did for you and for me. Now, Satan has many names, and I'm not going to try to relate them all in this broadcast, but if you're interested and you've got a pen and pencil handy, you might want to, for your own understanding and instruction, write these down. They have been revealed to us by God in his holy word. God actually tells us who and what Satan is and how he works just by these names, just as the very names of God describe the very character of God, the nature of God. There's no good in Satan whatsoever, beloved. There are those who actually worship Satan. There are those who are seeking recognition of Satan worship as a viable form of worship in this nation, and they've accomplished it. Can you imagine? But anyway, That's the deception of Satan. He does nothing good. He is nothing good. He can do nothing good. And beloved, as soon as we face up to the fact that he is our avowed enemy to the death, the sooner we will call on God for the knowledge, power, and victory over our adversary that has been wrought by and through the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, let me share now some of his names. In Revelation 9:11, he's called Abaddon, the adversary in Job's chapter 1 and 2, in Zechariah 3 and 1, and in 1 Peter 5 and 8. In Revelation 12 and 10, he's called the accuser of the saints, accuser of the brethren. He's a deceiver in Matthew 13, 19 and 38, and in 1 John 2, 13 and 14, 3 and 12, 5 and 18. He's the father of lies and liars, John 8, 44. He's the God of this world in 2 Corinthians 4, 4. He's a murderer. Those are the words of Jesus, John 8, 44. The prince of this world, the prince of demons, Matthew 2, 24. Mark 3, 22. Luke 11, 15. He's the prince of this world, John 12, 31, 14, 30, 16, 11. I'm going slowly in case some of you may be writing these down. Satan in 1 Chronicles 21 and 1. The serpent in Genesis 3, 1. In 2 Corinthians 11, 3. The tempter in Matthew 4, 3. And 1 Thessalonians 3, 5. And the devil in Matthew 4, 1. And this name appears about 35 times only in the New Testament. All right, beloved, at this point, I'm going to stop sharing and doing the teaching that we're doing on spiritual warfare. But in the moments that remain, as I mentioned earlier, the announcer is going to give our contact information. And beloved, you may be struggling with some things that you've not had the victory over, some personal habits or some relationship, situations that just don't seem to move. I invite you to write. God is answering prayer in a wonderful way. From time to time, I do share letters of testimony, perhaps not as often as I should, but nonetheless, God is hearing and answering prayer. Thank you for joining me today, and as you stay faithful to the broadcast, as we learn about this subject of our warfare, I believe you're going to walk in a new place of liberty and freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ and rejoicing. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.